Fall season is the perfect time for outdoor barbecuing, and Kent's Grocery is the perfect place to start. They carry a full line of Old Stage certified Angus beef, superior cuts of steak, chops, and ribs, tri-tip, and so much more. You'll find fresh local grown produce, a full line of beverages, including their large selection of the popular seltzers and hard ciders. And of course, Cafe's Deli for pre-made items to complete any meal. And don't forget about their Friday barbecue featuring tri-tip and chicken. Kent's Meat and Groceries at Cafe's Deli, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport on Airport Road, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones. Are you happy with the direction California is going? I think it's time for a new state. Come take a look at New California, Saturday, October 4th at 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Shasta Bible College. The lack of representation for rural Californians has gone on for far too long. So come join me Saturday, October 4th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Shasta Bible College, the Freedom Center, 2951 Goodwater Avenue, Redding, California, and let your voice be heard.
He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Government shutdown in full effect. Is it an opportunity for Donald Trump to get more of what he wants done? Welcome. Nice to have you with us on the Mark Levin Show. Ben Ferguson filling in for the great one. And yes, this is a Schumer shutdown. Everybody knows it, including Democratic members of Congress who are now calling it a shutdown by the Democrats. That wasn't the talking points that Democrats wanted. With a federal government partial shutdown, there is an opportunity for Donald Trump to do exactly what he promised during the campaign, to get rid of waste, fraud, and abuse of your tax dollars. Trump is now signaling layoffs and spending cuts that could become permanent. So yes, this shutdown could be a massive blessing in disguise for every American taxpayer. The federal government entering a partial shutdown early Wednesday because the Democrats on purpose failed to reach an agreement on a funding package, a clean CR. And President Trump suggested the standoff could open the door, he says, for big changes in the federal workforce. Senate lawmakers missed the deadline at midnight to approve a very simple budget for the fiscal year 2025. According now to Fox News, the short-term funding extension that passed the House earlier in September, keeping the government running through November the 21st, but bipartisan talks collapsed when the Democrats said, no, we want to hold you hostage, and we demand that you spend on things like health care for illegal immigrants. Now, in the hours leading up to the shutdown, President Trump made it very clear that while he did not want the government to close, he saw opportunities, quote-unquote, in the crisis, saying, quote, we don't want it to shut down because we have the greatest period of time ever. I tell you, we have $17 trillion being invested. So the last person that wanted to shut down is us. He then added, now, with that being said, we can do things during the shutdown that are irreversible, that are bad for them, referring to Democrats, and irreversible by them, like cutting vast numbers of people out, cutting things that they like, cutting programs that they like, referring to the Democrats. Now, Trump has repeatedly warned and pushed to reduce the size of government and slash federal programs, he says, that waste your tax dollars. A shutdown does not grant new powers to the White House, but it does give the executive branch wide discretion over what services continue to operate. The standoff has turned into a battle of blame. Democrats going to TV saying this is all Trump's fault. But the problem is, some Democrats didn't get the memo to lie. They told the truth that they are, in fact, shutting down the government. Democrats can accuse Republicans all they want of hijacking the process and falsely lying, claiming that they want to provide taxpayer-funded health benefits only for Americans. When it's in black and white, they wanted taxpayer-funded health benefits for all illegal immigrants. Chuck Schumer said Tuesday, quote, they say that undocumented people are going to get these credits. That is absolutely false. This is one of the big lies that they're telling you. Well, you look at the Office of Budget Management, and they made it very clear. The Democrats are spending massive amounts of money, if they got their way, on illegal immigrant health care. Which brings me to Speaker Johnson on the government shutdown, going back and reminding the American people of what really happened instead of the lies the Democrats and many in the media are telling. Take a listen to the Speaker on Fox News.
Members, then it's going to be hard to get this resolved.
All along, Republicans wanted to shut the government down.
Well, we do have the House Speaker with us here in the studio tonight. Let's welcome in Mike Johnson of Louisiana. Good to see you, sir. Thank you for taking the time. I know that you have been very busy today.
Busy day. Those clips are hilarious to me. The House did its job. The House Republicans did our job. It's been over 2 weeks. We passed that continuing resolution. It's clean. It's simple. It's 24 pages in length. We were simply trying to buy time. And this is really important for everybody to remember, John. The reason we're doing this is that the appropriators are trying to rebuild the muscle memory to do appropriations to spend taxpayer dollars responsibly. And that takes 12 separate appropriate bills. We were doing that, working through the process. We ran out of time. We need 7 more weeks. So we put a clean CR on the table, assuming that everybody, all the Democrats, would do the right thing. They've rejected it. Now, 3 times, as of today, the Senate Democrats, 44 of them, have voted that CR, the clean CR, down. And they proposed Chuck Schumer's version, which is a dirty CR. Why do we say that? Because he wants to add $1.5 trillion in new spending to a 7-week stopgap measure. And they want to give health care to illegal aliens, claw back the funds that we put in for rural hospitals and all sorts of other mayhem. We can't do that. We're just not going to do it.
So this is the real point of contention here. I mean, obviously they want to restore some of the cuts that were enacted in the Big Beautiful Bill when it comes to Medicaid funding.
You listen to Speaker Johnson. The House Republicans did our job passing the CR over 2 weeks ago, simply trying to buy time. The appropriators are trying to rebuild the muscle memory to do appropriations to spend taxpayers' dollars responsibly instead of irrationally and radical, which is what the Democrats wanted. And here is what the Speaker had to say about some of the money, including health care for illegals.
Yeah, we're just not going to do it.
So this is the real point of contention here. I mean, obviously they want to restore some of the cuts that were enacted in the Big Beautiful Bill when it comes to Medicaid funding, etc. But Democrats insist our bill does not provide federal dollars for health care for illegal immigrants. And you say what?
I say they obviously have not read their bill. This counterproposal that he filed, everybody can Google it, go pull it up. It's on the Senate's website and in the legislative text. Go to page 57 of Chuck Schumer's bill and look at section 2141. It says right there in plain language they want to repeal the health provisions of the One Big Beautiful Bill.
I do part ways with you here on this idea of plain language.
Oh, well, okay.
I read that whole section. It might as well be written in Mandarin.
And that's probably why the Democrats don't understand what they filed. But if you interpret that and you get through all the subsections, what you realize is they're trying to take out in its entirety the reforms that we put into the Big Beautiful Bill pertaining to health. And why is that so important? Because what we did was we strengthened the Medicaid program by making sure that ineligible recipients are not on the rolls. The CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, on August 25th published a letter and they said, this is going to do exactly what Republicans said. They estimate that 2.3 million illegal recipients for Medicaid will be pushed off the rolls of our reforms, and that it's going to save $185 billion of taxpayer funds. So they want to return all those ineligible people back to the rolls, and many of them are illegal aliens. That is a fact, and anybody who looks at it objectively has to say it's true.
So you say it's a clean CR. The Democrats say it's a dirty CR, but the Committee for a Responsible
I love how calm the Speaker is on this. He's trying to make it clear that this is all about the Democrats trying to slander and attack the Republicans doing the responsible thing. Just to put it in perspective, there were 17 different times the Republicans did not shut down the government when they had an opportunity to do it and instead went for a continuing resolution to make sure the government was open. When the guy by the name of Joe Biden was president of the United States of America. Because Republicans understood that shutdowns are bad for the economy. Republicans understood that it was their job to protect the American people and also make sure that our government was functioning the right way. This is exactly why so many Americans voted for Donald Trump. They wanted there to be real accountability. And they wanted to make sure that there wasn't money going to, you know, illegal immigrants by the hundreds of millions. Something Caroline Leavitt brought up at the White House. For some reason, that audio is not playing, and I apologize. I think I've got it now. Let's listen again.
The Democrats shut down the government because President Trump and the Republicans will not force American taxpayers to pay for free health care for illegal aliens. America is $37 trillion in debt. We cannot afford to provide taxpayer-funded free health care to illegals who broke the law to enter our country.
That is exactly why so many Americans decided to vote for Donald Trump. Quick break. We'll come back. It's the Mark Levin Show. Ben Ferguson with you. 1-877-381-3811. You can also send me your comments right now on X. I'll read them during the break. At Ben Ferguson Show. Again, at Ben Ferguson Show. And if you're on Instagram, at Ben Ferguson Podcast. A little different, at Ben Ferguson Podcast. Much more right after this.
Mark Levin.
Folks, let me ask you something. Are you worried about your money? You should be. The national debt is over $37 trillion and climbing, and Washington is adding another trillion every 100 days. Prices through the roof, rising costs, the dollar losing value, and now even U.S. treasuries aren't the safe haven they used to be. And here's the question. What does that mean for you? For your savings, your 401k, your IRA, other pension plans? There's something you can do about this. That's why I want you to call my friends at Monetary Gold. 877-NOW-GOLD, 877-NOW-GOLD. Now Gold. They'll design a personal game plan for you and help you move some of those paper assets into something that's actually real. Gold and silver. Precious metals that don't go to zero. Call Monetary Gold right now. 877-NOW-GOLD. Get help protecting yourself and your family before it's too late, folks. Call 877-NOW-GOLD or go online to marklovesgold.com. marklovesgold.com. Performance may vary. Always consult your financial and tax professional before making an investment decision.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Attention all seniors. If you're between the ages of 55 and 75, you could get up to $50,000 in final expense insurance with no medical exam required through Life Insurance Savings Group. With the increasing costs of funerals plus any outstanding debts, your family could be stuck with a huge bill when you pass away. Don't let that happen. As a qualifying customer, you're guaranteed acceptance regardless of your health, even if you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or are overweight. Call 1-800-289-3434 for your free quote today. To repeat, if you're between 55 and 75, you could get up to $50,000 in coverage with no medical exam required. Your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Plus, some policies cost as little as $30 per month. Call 1-800-289-3434 for your free quote. 1-800-289-3434. Or go to lifeinsurancesavings.com today. That's 1-800-289-3434.
Details on example rate at lifeinsurancesavings.com. Paid for by SelectQuote.
He's back on the Mark Levin Radio Show.
Welcome back. It is the Mark Levin Show. Ben Ferguson filling in for the great one, and I want to get to some of your phone calls. The number 1-877-381-3811, 1-877-381-3811. Democrats calling Trump's bill a dirty bill. The Speaker responding to that.
In fact, and anybody who looks at it objectively has to say it's true.
So you say it's a clean CR. The Democrats say it's a dirty CR. But the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget seems to side with you. This is what the policy director, Chris Towner, said. The House CR is just about as clean of a CR as you could get. They really did seem to not want to rock the boat with it. It's been pointed out that this is a similar funding measure that Chuck Schumer and eight other Democrats voted for in March. But it's a little bit apples to oranges because there have been a lot of changes made between March and now, including cuts in the Big Beautiful Bill, rescissions package, the president's pocket rescission. So do the Democrats have a point that, hey, this is not what we voted for?
They don't have a point. The time and the place to argue over all of that is in the appropriations process. That's how the system works. What we're just trying to do is buy time. And they're exactly right in that analysis. I could have loaded this up with all sorts of partisan provisions and our policy riders and everything that we want, but we didn't do that because we're operating in good faith, and we want our partners on the other side of the aisle to go along with us so that the appropriators can go and debate all these issues. That's how the system works, and they're preventing it.
So you and others, including the Vice President earlier today, have said that Chuck Schumer is digging at his feet now because...
By the way, Chuck Schumer is digging at his feet. I'll go back to what I said earlier. This is a Schumer shutdown. We should say it over and over and over again. Tony, welcome. You are on the Mark Levin Show. Ben Ferguson with you. Hello.
Yeah, great honor to be on that show. And I love Mark Levin, and I always enjoyed listening to him. I just wanted to say a little bit about the philosophy of the left. The left is interested only in obstructing Trump and his economic policy because Trump believes in the capitalist system. The capitalist system is a virtuous system that created wealth, created the Enlightenment. And if you go back to 4000 BC, Aristotle, the father of private property, gave rise to Cicero, Thomas Aquinas, and John Locke. And of course you get today the Trump revolution of information that is now spreading itself across the United States and in the world. In fact, in Canada and all other Western democracies, Italy is an example. Canada has a stronger left today because of Trump. So what does the Trump agenda believe in that that is so fearful, that causes so much fear in Chuck Schumer and everybody else, it's because Trump is empowering the middle class that had no voice, that had no economic clout, and 77 million people bought into that plan. So what is he doing? He's empowering through the capitalist system, through reduction of taxes. And what does Schumer say? Let's block the bill. Let's block it because we got to block anything that Trump does. Like Trump has said, if he ever found a cure for cancer, they'd be against it. How could you be against reduction of crime? They're against it. How could you be against a reduction of taxes? They're against it. So what are they for? They're for the destruction of private property, private wealth, and the passing on of wealth, which is a virtuous concept in all of these great thinkers from Cicero to Thomas Aquinas and Aristotle. So what do they believe in? They believe in public property. What does Das Kapital say about that? Private property, they must annihilate, destroy private property and create a communal base of property. And this is what the left wants to do to the United States through universities, through their rigging of the elections, rigging of their the voting districts. This is something that Trump has brought to the fore. Never before has any president done this. You may not like him, you may not like his periphery, but his core values on economics are 4,000 years old. They are from Aristotle to Trump. And you have to believe in that system. If you don't believe in that system, you don't believe in the United States. Because the United States is based on wealth accumulation, passing it on from generation to generation, and that's how we got to the Enlightenment, because we were rich enough in the West to create all these great revolutions in the Industrial Revolution based on wealth and wealth accumulation. So wealth accumulation, Mr. Left and Mr. Schumer, is a virtuous pursuit for the betterment of the entire country. And if you don't believe that, then you are on the wrong side of economics. Sorry for the diatribe, but that's how I feel.
No, I don't disagree with you at all. I think what this also boils down to is there is a clear mandate from this administration by the people that voted for this administration. A very, very clear mandate. And that mandate is a mandate to cut government waste, fraud, and abuse, to stop giving our tax dollars to people that invade this country, illegal immigrants, to stop making it easy for illegal immigrants to take advantage of us, because they would never do this for... Go to Mexico and see if you can get your kids into public school. Go to Mexico and see if they'll give you a hotel room or a cell phone or allow you to just hang out. They won't let you do it. You got to go down there as a tourist, and if you stop being a tourist, that, like, let me tell you, like, you're in for a very rude awakening. By the way, I actually don't have a problem with that at all. I don't have an issue with it. I think it's totally fine. And this is part of the reason why there are so many different people that are so happy with not only the president standing firm here and not giving in. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, former member of the Senate, quote, "Congressional Democrats made the choice to shut down the government. Their partisan actions are undermining America on the world stage and jeopardizing our national security." He just tweeted this out a moment ago. I agree with him. And I think what we do now is we take this as an opportunity. We take it as an opportunity to downsize the government even more. Trump administration, by the way, threatens to cut federal funding. Legal action. If three Democrats states defy ICE. I'm going to have that story for you coming up next.
Scammers, stalkers, criminals. Tired of being their targets? Take your privacy back with Incogni. We remove your personal data from websites across the web, making it harder for them to reach you. Because if they can't find you, they can't harm you. Get 1 year of Incogni Unlimited for 55% off today at incogni.com. That's incogni.com.
life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Inviting Cultures is hosting a special free event on Saturday, October 4th from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at Meadow Lane Elementary School at 2770 Balls Ferry Road in Anderson. This multicultural gathering is designed to foster harmony among diverse cultures and will feature on-site health screenings where attendees can speak with experts about health, nutrition, also climate resilience, and disaster preparedness. This celebration will also delight your taste buds with international free foods while you enjoy multicultural music and listen to inspiring guest speakers. Both kids and adults alike will love the martial arts demonstrations and opportunities to learn about Native American traditions. Inviting Culture's special events will be filled with plenty of fun activities for the kids. Saturday, October 4th at Meadow Lane Elementary School in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Don't miss this unforgettable day of connection, creativity, and celebration. Free booth space is still available by calling 530-440-2626.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Your financial and tax professional.
Now on, the destiny of the whole world is in your hands.
Mark Levin is back on your radio. Mark Levin says today what the backbenchers will repeat tomorrow. Call Mark at 877-381-3811.
Welcome back. It is the Mark Levin Show. Ben Ferguson filling in for the great one, Mark Levin. And if you just joined us, we are chatting right now about a very interesting subject, and that is the government shutdown. J.D. Vance making sure he goes on serious offense, explaining exactly what happened with this government shutdown, how we got to where we are. He said this at the White House, as the media was, of course, losing their minds, yelling, wanting their questions to be answered.
Mr. Vice President.
That's a lot. Matt Boyle.
Okay. Mr. Vice President, there's two key Democrat lies I would like to get your take on and see if you can address. The first is that you're seeing a number of top Democrat leaders, from Kamala Harris to Chuck Schumer to Hakeem Jeffries, claim that it is a Republican shutdown caused by Trump. The second is that they're out there now claiming that they don't want to give health care to illegal aliens. Can you address both of those lies from the Democrat Party?
Yeah, so on the point that it's a Republican shutdown, look, it's obviously a Democratic shutdown. Just look at the vote totals in the House, look at the vote totals in the Senate, and look at the President of the United States' own action and conduct throughout this crisis. Nearly every single House Republican voted to open the government, Matt. Nearly every single Senate Republican voted to open the government last night, and even to their credit, a few moderate Democrats voted to open the government. That's not a Republican shutdown when nearly every single Senate Democrat votes to shut it down and every Republican voted to open it up. It's just obviously not true. Now, you can disagree about a number of things, but you can't disagree about the obvious fact that Republicans voted to open the government. The President stands ready to sign that opening of the government. We just need a few more Democrats to join us in that effort to open the government. Your final question about illegal alien benefits. Look, the text is very clear, and I even saw, I think it was George Stephanopoulos, in an interview with Mike Johnson, did a fact check that was totally rooted in baseless claims. It was basically Democrat propaganda. If you look at the legislative text that they gave us, they tried to turn on two separate provisions that would give health care benefits to illegal aliens. Number one, if you're an American citizen, you've been to a hospital in the last few years, you probably noticed that wait times are especially large, and very often somebody who's there in the emergency room waiting is an illegal alien, very often a person who can't even speak English. Why do those people get health care benefits at hospitals paid for by American citizens? The answer is a decision made by the Biden administration that the Trump administration, working with congressional Republicans, undid. We turned off that money spigot to health care funding for illegal aliens. The Democrats, in their legislative text, want to turn it back on. That's one thing. The second thing, Matt, is we all know that there are various ways in which the Biden administration waived away illegal immigration status. They gave parolees. They gave asylum claims to people who weren't really claiming asylum. And when they waved the magic wand of amnesty, giving millions of people legal status, even though they were in the country illegally, they also gave those people access to health care benefits. So what the Democrats are engaging in is a sleight of hand. They're saying, no. Those weren't illegal aliens who were getting health care benefits, even though everybody knows they were in the country illegally. It's a lie told by the Democrats that they're not trying to give health care benefits to illegal aliens. It's a lie that is obviously untrue if you just look at the text that they gave us. And all you have to do is understand that this is about who benefits. We think the American people's government ought to benefit American citizens. The Democrats are willing to shut it down to benefit illegal aliens. The contrast couldn't be more clear.
I love it. I absolutely love when the vice president goes off with facts. Unlike the Democrats. 1-877-381-3811. 1-877-381-3811. Red in Dallas, Texas. Welcome. You're on the Mark Levin Show. Ben Ferguson with you. Hello.
How you doing, Ben?
Good. How are you, man?
Just fine. When J.D. Vance gave that speech at the White House, he gave that immediately after having a meeting with Hakeem Jeffries and Schumer. Is that correct?
That would have been the day before.
That speech you just played.
No, that was the day before is when they met.
Yeah. So there was no press at that meeting, inside that meeting room, because Trump did not want the press inside that meeting room. Correct.
If I'm not mistaken, Democrats actually said they wanted
We can have a conversation.
It's okay. Democrats criticized last time they had the meeting, and I played it for you earlier, for being public. The president referred to it as being transparent. Democrats lost their minds because they didn't like the transparency. Democrats wanted a closed-door meeting. They had that closed-door meeting. What you just described is a day later. So you're incorrect in what you're saying. And facts should matter. So with that being said, go ahead.
Well, usually when Trump has anybody at the White House, whether it be a sport team or another dictator, there's press everywhere.
What dictator do they have? Hold on. Whoa. What dictator do they have? I'm going to take the bait on that one.
Venezuela? There we go. But wait, Trump.
Do you know who's in charge of Venezuela?
Meeting. He ordered the press to not be at that meeting. And then J.D. Vance.
Hold on. Wait. Do you know who's the president of Venezuela?
Yeah.
Who?
Victor?
Is it Orban?
Oh, that's Hungary. That's right.
Yeah, that would be like completely on the opposite side of the world.
I don't know. When he invites, like, how about Putin? You know, rolling the red carpet out.
Hold on. You just said, and I'm sorry, you chose to go down this road, not me. You just said that the President of the United States of America, when he was meeting with dictators, the White House, and I said who, and you just said Venezuela, then you said Viktor Orban. Viktor Orban's not a dictator. He's also from Hungary. And I said, who's the leader of Venezuela? Now, by now, you should have enough time to, like, use your Obama phone and Google it. Who's the leader of Venezuela?
I don't inform me, sir.
You're the one that brought it up. I know.
I don't know. When there's
okay, so it's fair to say that what you just said was an attack on Donald Trump based in, like, total crap, lies.
Right? Well, there's press when there's a soccer team.
You said that the president rolled out the red carpet for dictators, and you said Venezuela, then you said Viktor Orban, wrong country, Hungary. Hungary's very far away from Venezuela. The leader of Venezuela, you still don't know who it is. I think everybody listening knows that, so I'll tell you who it is a guy by the name of Maduro. Do you know who that is?
In Alaska, did he not have the troops roll out the red carpet?
Hold on.
Yes or no?
Did Maduro ever... I'm going back to what you said. Red, you said it, I didn't. You went down this road. You decided to lie. When did the White House roll out the red carpet for Maduro, the dictator of Venezuela?
Putin and Trump. Did you not remember that?
We're talking about Venezuela. You brought up Venezuela and that country. I'm not letting you off the ropes on this one. When did Nicolas Maduro meet with Donald Trump at the White House with a red carpet?
Well, they did with Putin in Alaska, sir. That's what I was referring to. And they had a military flyover.
Okay, hold on. No, you weren't referring to that. You referred to Venezuela, and you said Venezuela. Everyone heard you say it. Then you didn't know who the leader was. Then you said a guy by the name of Viktor Orban from Hungary on the other side of the world. That was wrong. And now you're still saying that the president rolled out the red carpet at the White House. Where did the president meet with Vladimir Putin? It wasn't at the White House, was it?
It was in Alaska, though. It was on American soil.
Okay, so we're changing it now. Hold on. Let's just go back through this real quick. Nicolas Maduro is a guy that gained power in Venezuela. He's participated in corrupt and violent narco-terrorism. The president has openly said that. The president did not roll out the red carpet for Maduro, as you lied and said earlier. In fact, what the president did roll out for Maduro was a $50 million reward for the arrest of Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro, who has been declared as part of a terrorist organization with narco-terrorism. And under Donald Trump, the U.S. doubled the reward for information leading to the arrest of the Venezuelan President Maduro for $50 million, accusing him of committing heinous crimes. You said that Donald Trump rolled out the red carpet for Maduro, who you didn't even know what his name was. And President Trump, by the way, has been a longtime critic of Maduro. He returned to office in January following an election marred by voter rigging allegations. The results were widely rejected by the international community. The Attorney General Pam Bondi didn't roll up the red carpet for Maduro either. They said the U.S. would double its already announced reward from $25 million to $50 million because he's directly linked to drug smuggling operations that are killing Americans. So let's just be clear. You lied. You made a partisan attack because you have Trump derangement syndrome. You didn't know who the leader was of Venezuela. You named the wrong person. You then said they rolled out the red carpet at the White House. A $50 million bounty on your head for your arrest doesn't sound like the red carpet to me. Then you lied and you said Vladimir Putin was given the red carpet at the White House when it actually wasn't the White House. They had a meeting where in Alaska, and they had the meeting in Alaska that showed an incredible amount of force, by the way, with our military. Holy crap, if you didn't see that, it was pretty impressive. And the president was trying to stop a war between Ukraine and Russia that has killed literally more than 1 million people. And you're angry at him for that. This is Trump derangement syndrome 101.
Can you name any one of the seven wars he's claimed to stop? That's, you know, I'll wait for that.
Sure. He gave the list several times. In fact, I can even play for you the press conference if you want that. Would you like me to play that for you? Like, is that, I mean, he ended, by the way, six of seven wars. And you're saying that never happened? Is that what you're telling me?
The Pakistan-Indian War? No, he never did anything over there.
Okay, hold on. Wait. Did he meet with those countries and have America lead on those countries?
Nope. I mean, he met with
okay,
them,
so they, so, they so he didn't meet with Israel or Iran. He didn't meet with Rwanda and the Republic of Congo. He didn't meet with Thailand and Cambodia. He didn't meet with India and Pakistan. He didn't do Egypt and Ethiopia, and he didn't do Serbia and Kosovo. That's what you're telling me.
People doesn't mean you.
So so let's just recap this. Donald Trump's never done anything right, and he rolled out the red carpet for Maduro, even though it's a $50 million bounty on his head, and we rolled out the red carpet for Vladimir Putin at the White House, but that never happened. So, in other words, everything you've said tonight has been a lie. Thanks for playing, though. It's been really fun. By the way, I'd call with a fake name like Red, too, if I was calling in making up the crap you are, because I wouldn't want my friends to hear my actual name. 877-381-3811. I slay the commies here, folks. Ben Ferguson filling in for the great one. That guy needs a water to put out those flames. We'll be right back.
Mud Lovin'.
The government is addicted to spending, and that reckless spending is driving up costs on everything for your family. It's not right, and it's not fair. But you don't have to be a victim. There are things you can do right now to lower your monthly expenses and mitigate the impact of inflation. Step 1. Switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk. On America's most reliable 5G network, you don't have to sacrifice coverage to save a fortune every single month. Take a look at your cell phone bill. If you're with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you're getting ripped off. I know how much you pay. Pure Talk will give you unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data, just $30 a month. That's real money that can go to cover groceries or gas, and Pure Talk has never raised rates. Take action now. Dial #250 and say Mark Levin. You'll save 50% off your first month. Enjoy superior coverage and save money. Just dial #250 and say Mark Levin to switch to the cell service I'm on, Pure Talk.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Get ready for the day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast sets you up to seize any moment, rain or shine. Brought to you by the Queen of Dragons, a value-driven local spot offering premium flour, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Friday special lasts all weekend till supplies run out. Hurry over. Check them out on X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day.
Fall fun is brewing in Reading. Join us for Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay's Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp, happening Saturday, October 11th from 5 to 8 p.m. Enjoy craft beer or root beer, tasty food, live music, live animal encounters, artisan booths, and more at this all-ages, family-friendly event. Children 3 and under get in for free. All proceeds benefit Turtle Bay. Oktoberfest is presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash, Saturday, October 11th. Tickets are on sale now at turtlebay.org.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. But they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Some big news. Just before Charlie Kirk died, he issued a stark warning of terrifying dangers and threats ahead for those who stand for truth. Charlie wrote this in his last published work, the foreword for the new book, Pagan Threat. Authored by Pastor Lucas Miles, Charlie said that pagan threat could save America. Charlie said you must read, internalize, and share this book. It has the plan to stop the wokeism infecting America. Already a number one Amazon bestseller, Pagan Threat is available wherever books are sold. Get Pagan Threat free with Newsmax's special offer and save $30. For offer details, go online now to PaganThreat.com. That's PaganThreat.com. Millions are tuning into Newsmax on all major cable systems. They're downloading our free Newsmax app on their smartphones. And they're getting Pagan Threat to see Charlie Kirk's final words. Go today to PaganThreat.com. That's PaganThreat.com. Newsmax sponsored this message.
Ben Show is on the air.
I am ready to start the show.
All right, I rarely promote other people's podcasts, Mr. Producer, but there's a big breaking news tonight. Have you seen it? Have you seen this news? Chelsea Clinton put this tweet out a moment ago. How many of us have looked at the latest headlines and thought, quote, that can't be true? Starting tomorrow, I hope you will join me and a series of experts on my podcast, That Can't Be True. Together, we will sort fact from fiction, especially on issues impacting our health. The Clinton Foundation apparently is part of this. Limonata is another part of it. That can't be true with Chelsea Clinton. So I was, if you want to retweet me, you can. I thought I'd, you know, just ask a question. Let's see how honest this show's going to be. Quote, I did not have sex with that woman, Bill Clinton. That can't be true. Hashtag Chelsea Clinton. Bill Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. If anybody out there in Twitter world wants to help that one go viral, you can retweet it now. It's up there. You can follow me at Ben Ferguson Show. Stop it, Mr. Purdue. He's laughing. It's true. I'm just asking, like, is that going to be in there? Like, it can't be true, right? I did not have sex with that woman. Is it sexual relations? Should I change it? Should I update it? Okay, well, you can tweet it at Ben Ferguson Show on X, and you can retweet it right now. I do think this one should get a little viral attention. Why not? All right, let me go to your phone calls. 1-877-381-3811. Ms. Producer, where do you want me to go next? Let's go to line one. Spencer, welcome. You are on the Mark Levin Show. Ben Ferguson with you. Hi.
Hey, Ben. How you doing?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
First time calling in. I'm doing great. I want to tie something back to something you did at the beginning of your show. You asked Siri, how much do senators make a year? And it said $174,000. I like to know what I get for my money since we're the ones essentially paying them. So I figured we bought a government shutdown, and how much did that cost us? And most people get paid by the hour, so it's so many dollars per hour. So I looked up and say, how many days do senators work in a year? And it came back to roughly 145 days a year. So you go 145 days times 8 hours a day, that comes out to 1,160 hours in a year. The average person who works 40 hours a week works 2,080 hours in a year. So they're working just over half as many hours as the average American. Well, if you take the $174,000 they get paid per year and divide that by the 1,160 hours they work, it comes out to almost $150 an hour.
So your point is what? You think they're not working hard enough for you? Come on.
I think Congress is severely overpaid because you have a bunch of Ivy League college-educated lawyers and politicians who can't balance a checkbook.
Well, I told you in the first hour that was that senator's like, man, I can't miss a paycheck. I'm sorry. I just can't. And he's like, I got mortgages to pay. And I'm like, hold on a second. You're going to not miss a paycheck, but people in our military are people that make a lot less than $170,000+ a year, that work for the government are going to miss a paycheck. You don't give a crap about them. That's the truth here, right? Like, if we're going to be really honest about it, that is the truth.
That is pretty much exactly what my point is. How is somebody who makes $150 an hour, I can't miss a paycheck, otherwise my world's going to come apart?
Yeah. Yeah, well, if you're living paycheck to paycheck as a United States senator, you shouldn't be a senator. And it's not because you don't have enough money, it's because you're clearly incompetent. And by the way, if you're a Democrat, you ought to just go meet with Nancy Pelosi and be like, hey, help me get rich, because she's done a damn good job of it. I'm just saying. Don't forget all the clips that we play today. I will put them in the podcast tomorrow. That I can promise you. So make sure you grab the Mark Levin podcast. You can listen to the show, share it tomorrow. Also, I'd love to keep up with you. I do two different shows, Ben Ferguson podcast, wherever you get your podcast, it's free. And tomorrow those clips will be in there. Also, if you want a quick update on what's happening at the White House, I do a cool show every morning. It's about 10 to 12 minutes long. It's called the 47th Morning Update. It's wherever you get your podcast. You'll know exactly what's coming out of the White House every day. It's called the 47th Morning Update, wherever you get your podcast. Mark will be back with you tomorrow. Don't forget, grab his book as well, right? On Power, wherever you get your books as well, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Let's face it, Gavin Newsom and Sacramento took our money. And worse, Redding City Council wasted it. They spend billions on projects that don't help us. Meanwhile, our roads are crumbling, fire response times are too slow, taxpayers pay the price. It's time for us to take back local control. Measure A keeps every dime right here where we can watch it. Not one penny goes to Gavin Newsom, and city politicians can't mess it up. Here's what Measure A does for us. Builds Fire Station 9, helping to lower our home insurance costs. Fixes our local roads, saving drivers up to $2,000 a year on gas and repairs. If we don't pass it, we risk losing 3 fire stations. Roads will crumble and 911 calls can go unanswered. But by voting yes, we get a Citizens Oversight Committee, independent from City Council, mandatory annual audits, and a ban on moving money without a vote of the people. This protects us from the politicians' wasteful ways. Measure A, endorsed by local taxpayers, homeowners, and business leaders. Let's take control back. Vote yes on Measure A. Paid for by citizens for a better Reading. Yes on Measure A.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.